Welcome to the Fit Mouse Podcast, where Disney meets health and fitness.
Bonjour, and welcome to episode 50 of the Fit Mouse Podcast. I'm Marcy, and we're so happy you could join us for our 50th episode. Today, we're going to go over some of our top 10 favorite things, and then we'll end the show with some Disney news. So grab a cupcake and your favorite adult beverage, and let's celebrate 50 episodes together with Becca and I. Hey, Becca! Woo! Cue the party favor. I wish I had one with me. Oh, that's really exciting. I can't believe you made it to 50 episodes. I mean, it sounds like a lot, but at the same time, we're almost 2 years, and it doesn't sound like a lot. Like, oh, 50. But we do it every other week because it's what we have time for. But, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad. And we're, like, going strong,
like,
too.
I feel like we have, like, a renewed energy right now for the podcast. So,
exactly. Found our new groove. Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, this week, do you have anything? What's going on? You got anything new going on?
Tomorrow, I'm very excited for this tomorrow. My husband and I like to go to outdoor music festivals, but we haven't done it since we've had kids. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow we're taking my son.
Yeah, 5 years ago
we had this other lifestyle. But so we're taking my son. He's 5 and a half, and we thought, you know what? He's ready. He's at a good time. So we're gonna have a babysitter for our daughter, and we're taking our son to a festival. It's called the Grassroots Festival, about an hour away from where we live. And it's awesome. They have all kinds of bands. Like, you can hear African music and jazz and country. And there's a band we really like called, let's see if I can get this right, Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad. And they do like reggae music. So that's who we're going to see. So we're really excited. We're doing that tomorrow.
Name.
And we're just going to probably spend, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours out there. You just kind of walk around from stage to stage, get some food. There's lots of crazy looking people. So people watching is really cool. And, there's like people who hula hoop and all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh my God. Now, if you find someone in a horse mask, I fully expect you to send me
that
picture.
What is the deal with the horse mask? Anyway, I see it all over. I'm like, what is
I have no idea. One time I was in Boston at Faneuil Hall right outside, and someone had the mask, and I took a picture of him because I'm like, I think that's a thing. And I took a picture and sent it to a friend, and I'm like, what's this about? But I don't know. I think it's just like a thing that kind of started.
But whatever. Yeah.
Oh, it's totally creepy.
So, what are you up to?
But, yeah. Honestly, I don't have anything new. I'm just really enjoying the middle of summer and just enjoying the warm weather and the pool and doing yard work and trying to relax. That's about it. Doing some running. I'm actually right on schedule for 3 weeks with my half marathon training. It's not pain-free, but I'm working on it. Yeah. Before we get going with our main course tonight, I wanted to give a shout out to two of our listeners, Pam and Melissa, who recently reached out to me and had said how much they enjoy the podcast.
Thank you
guys. Wanted to say hi. Yay, shout out. All right, so today we thought, in honor of our 50th episode, we were thinking of like, let's do 50 top something, and then we kind of broke it down into 5 topics, top 10. So it's like 50 in theory. You'll see where we're going, but some topics, and then our top 10 favorites of them. Mm-hmm. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay, do you want to go back and forth? All right, let's start with health products or health things. So our favorite health related
things. Do you want me to do all 10 and then you do
first.
Your 10? Oh, one at a time. Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. My first one is, they might all be surprising actually. Apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is a great health product. It's good to drink in your water. It's very, even though it's in vinegar, so you think it's like acidic, but when you drink it, it's alkalizing in your body. So a lot of people say it's good to drink it in water when you first wake up in the morning, or just, I don't know if it'd be okay to drink it all day, but it's very healthy and it's good for your hair too. You can do like a rinse in your hair with apple cider vinegar. So that's my number one. Mm-hmm.
Yep, apple cider vinegar, as an aside, drink it with a straw so it doesn't ruin the enamel on your teeth. And I know a lot of people who drink it with honey and lemon. Okay, my 2 cents on apple cider vinegar. It's funny you bring that up because I was thinking about starting to drink that again. I used to drink it every morning, like a tablespoon and a cup of water. That's what I did. For me, you and I may be totally off, like totally different interpretations of our topics. So one of my favorite health things are my Asics Gel Cayeno running sneakers.
All right.
Great for overpronators. There you go.
Okay. Ready for my second one? Okay. My second one is essential oils, of course. You know, I'm just getting into it, but I think they're awesome, and they really do work. They really help with your health, guys. I know they're not just like things that smell good. So, essential oils.
Mm-hmm. My next one is, it's a shower gel that I've recently started using by a brand called Giovanni, which you can get at Whole Foods, sometimes in your local grocery store. And it's Giovanni, the number 2, and then the word chic, keratin and argan oil body gel. And it has crushed walnuts in it. And you rub it on your skin, it makes your skin really soft.
Awesome. Okay, my next one is YouTube is one of my health products. Because you can check out, there's videos on YouTube. I like the, there's this, what is it called? Just Dance, like video game. You can get on there and see ones that are already on there and just dance along with it. All kinds of workouts and stuff. So YouTube.
Perfect. I enjoy Oxygen magazine, not Oprah, but Oxygen, the fitness magazine.
Yeah.
Recipes.
Okay, my next
workout.
One is a bike. I do not own a bike, and I feel really bad about that, but my sister just got a bike, and they have one of those things that you put your kid in the back of it, and you ride them around, and their family is loving it, so I want to get a bike. So bikes.
Great. My next one is the Spark People website and app. Great for logging your food and your exercise, as well as endless health articles, exercise videos, and social interaction as well, because they have their own little post boards.
All right, my next one is my Garmin VivoFit 2. Actually, that's what I have. It's kind of like a Fitbit, but it's a Garmin. And it runs for a whole year without having to change the battery, but you know what? I have to change mine now, and I haven't done it yet. So, Garmin VivoFit 2.
It's so funny because literally, if I could show you my list, I wrote it down. I didn't type it out. It's my Garmin Forerunner running watch, which I can see my pace in live time because it's GPS activated.
Oh, was that your next one? Okay. I thought that was just a run on sign. Okay. All right.
No, that was my next one.
My next one is podcasts. Everybody knows how much I love podcasts. So I have 3 new podcasts. I don't think I've mentioned them on the show yet that I love, and they're all about health and stuff. One is called The Model Health Show. That's like my absolute favorite right now. The Model Health Show. So good. It's so good. The next one is called On Air with Ella. I've only listened to a couple of that one. It's okay. And then the Ritual Podcast. I think I mentioned that one already, but the Ritual Podcast. You can only check out one podcast besides ours, of course, it would be The Model Health Show. It's so good. Such great information.
Excellent. My next one is the 21 Day Fix Workouts. It's a Beachbody, I'll call it a product, but it's videos with a nutrition plan. The nutrition plan comes with little containers that are actually portion control containers. That's too confusing for me, but I like the workouts. And I'm going to add that in also P90X3 workouts, the 30-minute workouts. I love their yoga.
All right, my next one is a jump rope. It's super easy, super simple. You can do it anywhere. You can take it with you. And if you don't even have a jump rope, you can just jump and pretend like you have one. So a jump rope.
Oatmeal. Awesome. Endless health benefits.
Yeah.
And you can add lots of things.
Okay, good. I'm glad you went with some food, because my next one, which is, this is like kind of like a duh kind of thing, but fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables. And I wanted to mention, I read this somewhere, I don't know how true it is, but I read that fruits cleanse your body and vegetables build your body back up. Mm-hmm. So I always try to think about it like that. Like, if you want to cleanse your body of stuff, eat your fruits, and the vegetables have like all your nutrients and minerals and things like that. I don't know how true it is, but I've read that somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's really clever. My next is the Abs Diet Book. And it's what I use to lose a lot of weight. Abs, it has nothing to do with really your abs. It's acronym for what you should eat: almonds, beans, spinach. I won't go through the whole thing, but
yeah, it sounds like really good food from what I understand. The abs diet thing.
Quick sidebar: I once purchased a fitness plan / I don't call it counseling, but with a person online, and she gave me this really restrictive. I call it restrictive. Food plan, and it was like 6 ounces of steak and like, I don't know, a handful of asparagus and all this, like, just meat and vegetables. And I, after, like, 3 days, all I had was this metal taste in my mouth. And I just couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, I'm dizzy. It just, it was going badly. I'm like, I'm going back on the abs diet. But I had to report into her my my weight and my body fat percentage at the end of the week. And so I did. And she's like, and, but I was following the abs diet for most of the week. She's like, wow, it looks like my fat loss program's really working for you. And I'm like, yeah, I was eating peanut butter and whole grain pitas and brown rice, whereas she was having me eat none of it. So good results with the
app. All right, my next one, and my last two are kind of like, you know, obvious, but my next one is sunshine. Make sure you get your vitamin D. That's super important. A lot of us are deficient in that, and it's a health product, I guess, in a way. So sunshine.
Yeah, vitamin D is a co-hormone, helps your thyroid. Okay, Mayo Clinic website. Lots and lots of health and health-related information.
Okay, my last one, number 10, is fresh air. Make sure you're getting outside. Open your windows. I love to open my windows when it's nice enough outside. That way you keep your air inside your house from being stagnant. We have so much dust and junk in our air, and we're just breathing that in. So get fresh air.
My final one is my foam roller. Great for stretching out your hamstrings, your IT band, your quads, your calves, even your back. When your back feels tight, roll on the foam roller. It's like crack, 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 and it's like an amazing, rejuvenating thing. So it's really worth it, especially if you lift or run or do yoga, really. Anything. That's it for health-related products.
Okay, what's that?
For me.
Nope. What's our next topic?
Do you have any more? Okay. Next one. Do you want to do podcast favorites?
I may have done it a little different than you. I did 10 things I love about doing the podcast. So,
yeah, I'm kind of mixed it around moments and about it. I kind of just did my own thing.
So this is just 10 things in general about the podcast, right? Okay. All right. My number one is getting to talk to Becca every other week and watching our friendship deepen.
Yay. I have that one later on, but my first one was hearing race reports. I really like hearing people's experiences.
Getting to connect with our audience and helping people either laugh or just giving them a good health tip, something like that.
One of my favorite moments was, don't take this the wrong way, I'm just going to say it like it is. There was a time when we were early on in the podcast and you were in the hospital because you were not well, and I had my husband come on and co-host with me because it was right around Thanksgiving. We're like, we have got to keep doing these episodes. And at the end, I totally wasn't expecting it, and I'm like, oh, for this week I'm Becca, and he's like this deep man voice, and I'm Marcy. I mean, I don't know, that really was probably one of the funniest first moments on the podcast that I keep remembering.
Okay, my next one is just being a part of the Disney online community and being able to be a part of that conversation. I think I love that about doing the podcast.
Oh, I agree. That was a good one. I didn't put that one down. I should have. My next one was playing with the technology.
The tech guy. Okay, learning more about health and wellness from Becca, because you have a different viewpoint and you have different ways of seeing things than I do. So I like that.
Eat meat. Sorry, okay. I can't help it. Just kidding. I said I enjoy the me time that doing the podcast brings, being a busy mom and full time at work, that the podcast just becomes my hour or 2 hours, depending on how long it's taking.
My next one is kind of the same thing, having an outlet to be able to talk Disney, because my husband is really not a Disney person. So I love that.
Yeah. I'm just going to say the coffee episode.
My next one was the same as yours, having me time every other Friday night.
I enjoy deciding on the topics. That's fun for me to think about what kind of different things we can do to meld health and Disney.
Okay, my next one. Some of our listeners may have participated in this. We did, and we should do it again, we did a FitMouse May 5K a while ago. I think that was like during our first year, and we had everybody do like a 5K wherever they lived, and then they had to like post about it and do a hashtag and stuff, and it was really fun. So that was cool.
That was really great. I don't know why we didn't think to do that again this year. We were busy. Another is the amounts of laughter that you and I have when we record, I edit out so much of it because no one needs to hear us snort and cackle. But and honestly, we have a good time laughing, and it's really nice at the end of a week because we record on Fridays to actually like get it all out and laugh.
Okay, my next one, you kind of touched on this, but it helps to stretch my creative muscles and come up with ideas and topics and things like that.
You touched on this too. I said talking to Marcy every week.
Okay, this next one is kind of funny because I put FitMouse meetups, but I don't think we've ever had an official meetup yet. So, but we're going to. Yes,
the idea of a FitMouse meetup
in November. So, FitMouse meetups.
My next was learning about different topics. There's some topics that we've chosen that when I go to research them. I learned quite a bit.
Okay, and this is number 10. I just like being able to call myself a podcaster.
Oh, I like that. You came up with good ones. I'm lame on this area. My final one is number one. I keep reading from number 10 up to number one. Was the friends of the show and the listeners make it really worth doing. Truthfully, if no one listened, I think you and I would still do it for all the reasons we just listed. But it's really great to have the interaction with our friends of the show.
I know.
And it keeps building every day. I had some other ones, but I'm not going to list them. Like the poop episode.
Just specific. Yeah.
We went where no one was going to go. It's great. Good for us. Okay, your choice for the next topic.
Do you want to do Disney resorts? Okay, so I put it as 10 things I love about Disney resorts. Okay? All right, my first one is I like that they do little things like the outdoor movies and the activities at the, like at the pools for kids and things like that. So I really like that.
I like the smell of the dolphin resort.
There. I have to go over there and check it out.
They call it white tea and aloe, I believe, and there's a cologne by Dior for men that smells very similar. My husband owns it. When we purchased it, when we were in France, you know what I mean by that. We've never been to Europe, so, the smell at the dolphin.
My next one is room service pizza. I love that they do that at the resorts. If you're like ever tired, sometimes you just want to hang out. You don't want to actually go anywhere. So, and I, you know what? I don't care what people say. I think the pizza is good.
Well, and you're living in the Northeast too. Yeah. I love coming back to the room midday and having it made up by Mousekeeping, and also the fun towels that they make. When they do it, I don't always have that, but they've done fun things with animals, but I love walking in and seeing the bed made. It's like,
that's a great one. I don't know why I didn't do that. That's a good one. Okay, my next one is resort touring and resort tours. So, like, just going around and looking at the resorts yourself, and then, I didn't know this, but they have those tours, like, kind of within the resort, so...
We meant to do the boardwalk one. It just skipped our mind. We had all intentions of doing it, and then I don't know what happened. It escaped us. My next one is the cocktail book.
No.
Do you know what I mean by that? Many of the restaurants and lounges have the same cocktail book around property. The smoked turkey cocktail is one of my favorites. I think that's what it's called. Because it has wild turkey in it.
My next one is just that I love that the resorts are destinations within themselves. Like, I really feel like I could just go to a resort and just stay there the whole time and not go in the park and be happy.
For me, Boardwalk is the new Polly.
I like that. Okay, number 5. I love the resort gift shops. I think they're themed so well and so fun, and I just love browsing in them, and I love them.
The rocking chairs at Wilderness Lodge inside the lobby. That's like just sitting there listening to the music.
The resort bars and lounges. Now, I haven't been to a lot of them, but I have been to River Roost to see Yeehaw Bob, and I may have been to one other one, but I need to check them out. But the resort bars and lounges, love them.
I frequent them. It's a problem. No, I don't frequent them, but I like to go see them because they are unique, like you said. Bayview Gifts at the Contemporary is one of my favorite shops to poke around at. My list is way too specific.
Okay, my next one, number 7, is I just love how people seem much more friendly there. Like in the mornings when you're going to get your coffee, everyone's saying hi to you as you walk by them and stuff. I love that.
My next one is the Grand Floridian Resort. Their greeter Richard It's always warm in my heart. And also the gingerbread house that they do there at holiday time.
Mine is the boat ride to Disney Springs from Port Orleans Resort. No, that's number eight.
Was that your last one?
Are we going over 10?
I don't know. I have 10. My last one is the Bellevue Lounge at Boardwalk Resort because it has this 1930s thing going on and the radio shows and the sounds and the decor. Yeah, and just the overall feel to it is so, like, just cool and classic and Golden Age of Hollywood kind of flow
I'm
over.
I'm like, do we not know how to count?
Seven.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, I skipped one.
Okay, awesome.
Hey, I got one more.
My next one is the horse-drawn carriages that they have at Halloween and at Christmas time at some of the resorts. Those are awesome.
You can do them anytime at Wilderness Lodge. Fort Wilderness, too. Right. And I think at Port Orleans they do them all the time. Okay, and my last one, it was not number one, Bellevue Lounge was, but is Yeehaw Bob at Riverside. I think that's unique and fun and great nighttime entertainment, and I wish more resorts had more independent entertainment like that at night, because I like hanging out.
All right, and my last one is, I think that they have pretty healthy and good food choices at the resorts. I mean, I know some people may say that they need to do more and it's not as good as it could be, but I think they're really trying, so I like that.
Awesome. All right, next topic. Which ones did we do? What do you want to do? Favorite
is
splurges?
That, like dessert? Okay, yeah. Dessert.
Desserts. I kind of went crazy. I did more than desserts. I went splurge on things.
Yours is going to be other stuff, and mine's like all food.
All right, I'll go first. My favorite dessert splurge is flourless chocolate cake.
Okay.
In general.
Oh, okay. I did 10 like Disney desserts. Mine are all Disney desserts.
Oh, I should have done that. I did not do that.
So my number one, and it's hard to say if this one or my number two are my favorite, but I put for number one the Ohana bread pudding because I just love it so much.
Oh. My next one is the almond-crusted cheesecake from Narcissus.
My two is school bread in Norway.
Yay. My next one, it's a splurge, it's not a dessert, but it's splurging on a dinner at Victoria
and Albert's. I'm going to do that my next time I go. Okay, my next one, number three, is the No Way Jose at Beaches and Cream.
Mm-hmm. That was one of mine, too. I'll just say it now. Just get out of the way. No Way Jose. Check that off my list.
Okay, the strawberry shortcake at Sunshine Seasons. Oh, it's really good.
I've never had that.
You think like, oh, it's just a strawberry shortcake, big deal, but it's really moist, and I'm not a big cake person unless it's like really moist cake, and it's delicious. Yeah.
Mm. My next splurge is spending money on technology now and then, like a running watch.
Yeah, you have to do it once in a while, right? Okay, my next one is the beignets at Port Orleans French Quarter.
See, you were really thinking. I went rogue. My next one is new running sneakers.
Yeah.
They're pretty expensive. So. It's like
a
splurge of
necessity. It's like painful when you buy them, but you kind of have to.
You know you're not going to have them that long.
Right.
It's like shoveling snow.
I love the caramel apples at Disney World. And if you ask them when you buy it, they will cut it for you. They quarter it for you or something.
Yes. Good tip. I didn't know that, and they asked me once if I wanted it done. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea, since I'm going to be walking around. A good tip. Mine is Starring Rolls cupcakes, more specifically the
I've
butter
heard so much
finger
about that
cupcake.
One. I haven't had it. Okay, my next one, I love the chocolate-covered strawberries, especially the ones at Candy Cauldron at Downtown Disney, which I don't even know if Candy Cauldron still exists, but when I used to work at Downtown Disney, our store was right... Does it? Okay.
I think it does.
All right, because our store was right next door to Candy Cauldron. So on my break, or sometimes my coworkers' breaks, we'd go and buy a bunch of candy and bring it back, and we'd all just sit there and munch on the candy. But the strawberries they have, they're huge. They're humongous, and they're covered in chocolate, and they're so good.
Oh, yum. My next one was the MM Parfait from Morimoto Asia.
Yeah, with the picture.
Delicious thing.
Number eight is macaroons in France.
Macarons. Nice. My next one, I mean, not a dessert again, but is like a really good steakhouse dinner, because it can be very pricey between like a martini and the a la carte sides and the wedge salad. Oh, I could go for that right now, but a steakhouse dinner a la Yachtsman.
All right, number 9 is the carrot cake cookie at Writer's Stop. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you like that. I remember you saying that. My last one is splurging on a Disney cruise.
That's a good splurge.
Because they aren't really that.
No.
They aren't
very inexpensive. Okay, and my number 10 is a Dole Whip from, you can get it at Aloha Isle or at Captain Cook's.
Yeah. Yum. We're at Menchie's. Do you know what a Menchie's is? Menchie's is like a chain of sort of soft serve-y, I don't know if it's just a froyo kind of a thing. Like, it's around here, even, and they have a pineapple, like, sorbet that is...
Oh, okay. Well, we have a place here, like, a little ice cream stand, and, like, they sell... It says Dole Whip on the menu, but I've gotten it before, and it's just not the same. I don't know. It just didn't... Yeah.
Oh, not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
How could it be? You know? All right, and our final topic, our favorite things to do in Walt Disney World.
I took this topic as, obviously, you know, attractions are just... Like, basically, 10 things to do that are not attractions. That's kind of how I took it, so.
Yeah, mine, like, aside from all the things that you think you should say, like Space Mountain, you know, aside from the obvious, here's the other things that we really like to do.
Okay, number one, looking at the store window displays. I love to do that. They are so intricate and little details, and I just love to walk around, especially on Main Street, and just look at the window displays.
That's such a good one, because I took a lot of pictures of the displays because I find them so interesting. They were hard because of the sunlight reflection, but yeah. Oh my gosh, that's funny. That's a good one. I like walking around the World Showcase.
I love that.
I know it's kind of simple, but I really enjoy tinkering and going around.
Okay, number 2 is looking for Disney fountains. Now, this is interesting because I found an account, and I could not remember the name of it, on Instagram, and this person just puts pictures of all the different, like, water fountains. Not water fountains you drink out of, but, like, fountains. They take pictures, and they put it up on Instagram, and I was looking at it, and I was like, wow, I love fountains. And, God, that sounds so cheesy. I love fountains.
I wrote a blog about the fountains in Walt Disney World and posted a ton of pictures.
Cool.
It's so funny you said that. Oh gosh, I take as many as I can. Yeah. I find all unique,
so
weird
now
ones.
I'm gonna
and
start looking for fountains,
ones. Yeah.
Like actively looking for them.
My next one are doors.
Okay.
Don't laugh at me. So if you walk down Main Street, there's lots of doors that are all intricately designed, and they have people's names on them, or the doors at different resorts, the doors around Epcot. If you notice, the doors are pretty cool. Like, in Magic Kingdom, there's the Christmas shop, and on the back, there's a blue heart with the name Kipple on it. That's a little insider thing, so I'll let you look
at that. I would never think to look at that. That's awesome. Cool. All right, my next one is the pressed pennies. They have the pressed penny machines all over the whole resort, and it's a great cheap souvenir. It's a fun thing to do with your kids to have them start collecting them. I think I have a couple in my wallet, so the pressed penny machines.
Gosh, you were really thinking. We have a problem with the pressed pennies because it's all my son wants to do. So we have 2 books. You can buy the pressed penny books now to keep them in. So we have 2 full books of these pressed pennies. Don't ask. I had to bring a whole bag of pennies and quarters to get them this. My next one is Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. I think that's a really great classic show. It's the longest running dinner theater show in America. And it's just great.
My next one is kind of the same, collecting and trading pins. I haven't really done it yet actively, but we were talking about it just today that I think I want to start collecting pins on my next trip.
Mm-hmm. My next one is tours of the resort, tours at Magic Kingdom, the Segway tour, the tour of the land, so all different tours, the trains. It's a nice way to do something different and see an insider's view.
Okay, tours was my number 9, so I'll just say that, and then you can go on to your next one.
Okay, I like pool time. The pools at the resorts are very interesting, and they have been updated over the years to have splash areas for kids, and I just... this time at our trip, we really enjoyed time.
My next one is just people watching. I love people watching. Sometimes you can watch a family having a bad time at Disney and yelling at each other. Other times you see people maybe having a magical moment. So people watching.
Magical moment, yeah. like the proposal I saw. My next one is breakfast at the Crystal Palace. Don't forget the puffed French toast.
Number six is Disney bounding.
Yep.
If our listeners don't know what it is, you basically create an outfit for yourself that is inspired by a Disney character. A lot of times it's just like the colors that that person happens to wear. Maybe you have like one little piece that is kind of shows you who it is.
I should have done
well,
that.
You know,
I didn't put that
want
much effort
to do it,
in.
And I'm like, I'm going to do it this time. And then I just, like, never really do it fully. Or I do it, and then no one can really tell who I am.
But you could do it, and then, like, you don't look... It's not like, oh, look at that 40-year-old trying to... Because a lot of the people who do it are, like, in their early 20s. But no one would really notice, because I saw plenty of people in, like, a yellow shirt and blue skirt or something. And I'm like, oh, they're totally bounding Snow White. But, like... They maybe didn't try that, and that was just their outfit for the day. I'm like, you know, red bow in their hair. I'm like, they're totally bounding. And my husband's like, no, I think they're just dressed like that. Like, she got like 70 years old. Maybe, but I see a lot of people like that, but they're like in their early 20s. So I'm like, am I too old to try that? Like, so
you're like, wow, Snow White has a lot of wrinkles. What happened?
Oh my God. Good for you, lady. Good for you.
Okay.
You're only as old as you allow yourself to be. Okay. I know this is just kind of bad, like cheesy, but I really like the Tomorrowland Transit Authority.
Who
people
doesn't?
Mover.
We all love it.
If you don't, I don't know what to say.
I'm still laughing about the old Snow White. Okay. It's okay. All right. My number seven, which I mentioned this already in another category, but lounge or bar hopping for drinks and appetizers. And I just, you know, just like the idea of like maybe going to one place and having like just an appetizer and then going to another spot and having a drink. And, you know, this is kind of be like a fun thing to do with a group of adults, I think.
Okay, I'll tell you some great ones. I like Victoria Falls up above Boma at the Animal Kingdom. Territory Lounge over at Wilderness Lodge. That was really cool. The theming in there is awesome. And Cruise Cup over at like Beach Club, Yacht Club. That one's awesome. It's right off of Yachtsman Steakhouse, and they have kind of like light fare. It's kind of like a steakhouse. And then Bellevue is my favorite over at Boardwalk. Now you know. My next is just to shop and ship, is what I wrote down. I love going shopping and being able to ship things home, and I'm always looking for a new piece of Mickey jewelry to add to my silver Swarovski collection.
All right, number eight is just resort exploring. I kind of talked about this earlier, but just going and looking at the resorts, walking around, checking out the lobby. I just love that. I used to work at a hotel a long time ago, so I kind of love hotels. So
The next one is France. Going over to France. I know I've talked about that a million times on the show, but I love going over there and buying perfume and sort of just kind of like listening to the music, looking at the fountains, walking around, looking at Perry flying overhead by the Eiffel Tower.
All right, and my last one is Hidden Mickeys. You know, everybody knows what a Hidden Mickey is, just walking around the parks looking for those. And also, I wanted to mention, we have two friends, Keith and Jackie, who wrote a book called Attention to Detail. I do too. Yeah,
I have it. I own that one. Yeah,
different ones. They have maybe two or three of them, but I have one of them, and you can get them on Amazon. They're like $13, and it's really cool because it's a book that you can take with you into the parks, and it'll show you like a picture of something like really up close, and then it's like, okay, find where this is in the park, and so it's kind of an interactive type. Yeah, really, really fun. So that's something to do if you go to Disney a lot and you want to do something different.
My last one is the Magic Kingdom opening show. There's just something that sets the tone for the day, and it's kind of nice.
All right. I think that's it.
That's it. Boom, boom, boom. I have honorable mentions all over the place. I wrote some on the side. Want to hear some of my honorable mentions? It's kind of like all over the place. The Triple Mountain Whammy. I just love that phrase, and I love doing Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain. Illuminations gets an honorable mention. Playing Emoji Blitz, that gets some. The Water Pageant, the Electrical Light Parade on Water over on Seven Seas Lagoon. Mm-hmm. And the Fire Pit at Animal Kingdom. and the orchestra that plays at Grand Floridian. Yeah. Wish I was back there. Can we just live there? Like, yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe it would lose its... I don't know.
All right, so
anyway,
do you want to go to Disney News now? All right.
Let's do Disney News.
Three stories, so I'll just go ahead and go. The first one... Okay. First one I have is... Epcot's Living with the Land changes from a Tier 1 to a Tier 2 attraction for FastPass Plus. When guests make their FastPass reservations, they're allowed to choose one Tier 1 attraction, such as Soarin' or Test Track, and two Tier 2 attractions. So basically, it went from saying, like, this is one of the better, I don't want to say better, but most visited attractions to kind of now it's like, oh, you know, it's not as important, I guess.
Honestly, that was a good decision on their part.
Yeah,
I never knew
it really,
why it was.
Honest, I mean, I love it, and it like has a special place in my heart, but honestly, it's not one of the more popular attractions. So, yeah, so it's not very surprising. Okay. But okay, next story is Tutto Gusto in Epcot's Italy Pavilion is offering a new line of frozen drinks. I thought this would be a good story since it's been so hot here lately.
It was 100 degrees today here.
I can't believe it. So I thought we could talk about frozen drinks. So anyway, they have a new line of frozen drinks just in time for cooling off for the summer. An Italian daiquiri, which is rum, lime juice, simple syrup, strawberry puree, and Midori. A Campari pina colada, which is Malibu rum, pineapple juice, and Campari. And the Italian margarita, which is tequila, simple syrup, limoncello, lime, and lime juice. And each of these are $14. They all sound really good to me. I would probably get the one with the limoncello in it. Yeah, yummy.
Wow.
And then my last story is there is a new GPS feature on the My Disney Experience app called Get Directions. And it helps Disney World guests get from location to location with step-by-step directions. The way that it works is you just click on the Get Directions button and you enter in your current location and where you want to go, and it gives you walking directions to your destination. So I haven't fooled with it yet. I actually don't even have the My Disney Experience app on my phone right now. I took it off. I got to get it back on there. But I do want to get it on there just so I can fool around with it. And, well, I guess it wouldn't work while I'm here in New York, but it'd be fun just to check it out. So locations that can be found on it are theme parks and water parks, resorts, transportation and ticket center, Disney Springs, different attractions and characters and dining, even restrooms, events and tours. And this is for the iPhone and Android. And that's it. Those are my three stories.
Cool. The only story I have, it's kind of lame, but it's the Disney Emoji Blitz game app that has come out, and I knew it was going to be coming out, and it just came out. So the more you play, the more emojis that you unlock, and it goes into an emoji keyboard for you so that you can send little Mickey Mouse frowny faces to your friends, or Mickey Mouse covering his eyes, one of my favorites. Like, so you unlock and then collect these emojis. But they do need to do some work on it, because I find it very hard to switch between the keyboards to be able to use it. I wish they could integrate it or in a more simple way. I have a Samsung Galaxy, and so I find it very hard to switch between to use it.
Cool.
So
it's kind of...
Yeah.
Is it kind of like a Tetris type? Not Tetris, but it's the one where you have...
Yeah, it's like a Candy Crush.
You like connect three that match and then they go away. That kind of a thing. Okay.
Yep. Yep, and then there's like power ups and collect these things that fall down from. Yeah, so it's kind of cool. Like, we played the Frozen one a long time ago. We used to play the Frozen, similar idea. But I have a lot of fun with it, but they do lock you down after like five tries. It's like, come again tomorrow and play more. I'm like, I'm not going to buy more.
Can you imagine if they did like a Pokemon Go type game, but with Disney characters, like in the park where you could like catch Disney characters in the parks? That would be kind of fun, huh?
Oh my goodness. You might be onto something. Yeah. Intellectual property.
I don't. I haven't even looked at the app or anything.
We play it because of my son. He gets really excited about it. But we don't have... What you have to do is you have to refill your Pokeballs at different stations, which I have figured out are in monuments or like town parks, I think that are sort of municipal based or monuments. And we don't... Where I live, we don't have many refill stations, so it's kind of like, okay. Like... My town is like half farm, half like big box stores and like hustle bustle, like a main route. But I mean, we drove around today. I'm like, all right, I give up. Let's go home. We have no Pokeballs right now.
Oh,
And no Pokemon come up in our neighborhood when we walk around, and we live, and we don't, you know, you don't live out in the boondocks or anything.
Mm. I wondered how it worked, because I heard about these stations and all these different, like, terms people were using, and I was like, I have no idea, so.
You can go to Pokemon Gym, and you play against, we haven't gotten that far, where you play against each other, like, I don't know, you can use, like, a potion or incense to make more of them come to you, and we used one of them today, and nobody came. I live in, like, a dead area of Pokemon. I like, my poor son, he's like, Mommy, did you get any with that special thing we did? And I'm like, no.
Becca's house is where Pokemon go to die.
Like the Pokemon repellent over here. Don't come visit me.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
All right, you ready? Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the FitMouse Podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and thefitmouse.com. Connect with us on social media. Send us an email at podcast@thefitmouse.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a review. This will help spread the magic and hopefully help others learn about health and fitness topics. If you would like our help in booking your next Disney vacation or more information on how essential oils can enhance your health, we would love to help. We will see you next time.
Adventure is out there, it's heading our way. So grab your scarf and goggles, let's fly. I've mapped out our journey, we're up here to stay. A sunset is our home, a moonbeam we will own. My spirit of adventure is you.